Well, next, government formation. This recent general election leaves Fianna Fáil as the largest party with 48 seats. Sinn Féin has 39, Fine Gael 38. Labour and the Social Democrats have 11 each. Independent Ireland 4, Solidarity People Before Profit 3, AIM 2, the Greens and 100% Redress have 1 each, and there will be 16 independents in the next Dáil. So what will happen next? What shape could the next government take? And could Labour be a part of it? Well, we're joined now by former TD and Labour's Director of Elections, Brendan Howland. Good afternoon, Brendan Howland.
Good afternoon, Keane. And could I begin by just expressing my sympathy to all affected by that terrible tragedy that's happened in my home county of Wexford. I know that it has really shocked everybody here. And I would just want to say my sincerest condolences to everybody impacted by this terrible, terrible tragedy.
Labour ran 32 candidates in 31 constituencies. 11 Labour TDs were elected. Was this a selection? Was this a successful election for Labour?
I think it was a magnificently successful election. I think you'd have got extraordinary odds in Paddy Power's or any other bookies on Labour winning 11 seats. We were going out of the previous Dáil with 4 deputies recontesting. It's very difficult and has been in the past for us to transfers of seats, as happened in my own home county of Wexford, where George Lawler took a seat that I've held for 38 years. And similarly, the old Labour seat in Mallow, held by Sean Sherlock, has been successfully defended and won again by the youngest TD in the new Dáil, Owen Kenny. So it's been a really, really successful election for the Labour Party.
So a successful election. You negotiated 3 programmes for government. What should Labour do next? Should it try to be part of the next government with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael?
Well, fundamentally, that will be a matter for the new parliamentary party. Ivana Batrick has obviously a role in terms of the constitution of the Labour Party in making a recommendation to the executive board, and I'm sure that will happen once the parliamentary party meets on Thursday, and the 11 new deputies, isn't that fantastic to say, the 11 new elected deputies will bring the experience they've had over the last 5 weeks or 6 weeks, and sometimes much longer, of campaigning and listening to people's views on the ground. And I think a consensus will emerge of what's to happen.
But well, Ivana with your experience, what would you be recommending?
Well, Ivana has said what's going to happen, and I think it's exactly the right tack, and that is to build a critical mass of like-minded deputies. We have a value system. We want a different type of Irish society based on social democratic values that we've always held dear. And we want to reach out to people who have been elected to the new Dáil that share those values, and then talk to anybody else, because I think it is critically important. Now, in truth, Keane, everybody can count, and you can just look at the numbers. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael made no secret of the fact that they were operating in tandem. Before the election, they transferred to each other like a single party for the first time in history. When I started out in politics, certainly it would be unthinkable for Fianna Fáil to transfer to Fine Gael and vice versa. And they're only 2 seats short of an overall majority. So in those circumstances, I think the ultimate outcome of government formation is pretty clear.
Well, in 2011, Labour went into government with Fine Gael. It was a time of austerity, a time of cuts. You've said in the past that Labour fought against those cuts. But the result for Labour in that was that you went from 37 seats in 2011 to 7 in 2016. Is it worth Labour taking the risk of going into government again?
Well, Keane, RTE seem to be in that groundhog one-track presentation to everybody who appears not only after this election, but every Labour representative who've been on your programmes for the last decade, we're forward-looking now. That page has turned. We're looking for how we will address the issues that are facing the people of today, most especially housing. And I honestly believe if the incoming government doesn't solve the issue of housing shortage, we will have abandoned a generation. That will have to be faced with the same single-mindedness as we in government faced the economic meltdown that we inherited before we went in, and that further other governments single-mindedly faced the COVID crisis, because they were in a position, of course, to have a well-funded exchequer to be able to deal with those. If we don't solve those fundamental issues, politics will be damaged by this.
So you think the Labour Party should be part of the solution from what you're saying, but your former colleague Fergus Finlay writes in the Irish Examiner today that he has only three words about any possible role in government, and they are don't, and don't. Is he right?
I mean, the thing for any political party that has values, that wants to do fundamental change, is to have critical mass and leverage. You need to have leverage. It is clear with the current setup of the incoming Dáil, where Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael require only two deputies to have a majority. No smaller party is going to have that leverage, because anybody who goes in will not be in a position to say that, well, if we withdraw from government, it will bring down the government. That simply is not the sort of leverage that will exist. And nor do I think that Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael would make the fundamental alteration in policy that would be required of the Labour Party or of most other opposition parties to change the tack they have on an issue as crucial as housing, to establish the sort of direct state building of houses that we have envisaged, in many ways going back to what happened when local authorities built loads and loads of local authorities on a five-year rolling programme. That was hollowed out in the early noughties by a PD Fianna Fáil government. We have to rebuild that again to have a state direct function as the number one social priority. And I don't see that that would be possible to negotiate if I hear what both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are saying, which is largely their housing strategy is what it is and you take it or leave it.
You said earlier, you know, the parliamentary party will discuss this. The Irish Independent was reporting this morning that Labour is split on the idea of going into government with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and it was saying one side of the party is cooling on the idea of propping up Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, but Alan Kelly told me yesterday in Thurles quite clearly that there's no point staying on the sidelines ultimately. Which view will prevail?
I think you'll find, people will talk about individuals' views, there will be a consensus view arrived at. I have the slightest doubt about that. I've talked to many of the colleagues who've been elected. There'll be a consensus view arrived at. The lead will be taken by Ivana Bacek. She has run a magnificent campaign. She has espoused values and principles at the heart of it, not simply there to make up numbers, as some have offered themselves in recent hours, but to fundamentally transform Ireland. And from my own perspective, reaching out to like-minded parties, because I think we have to stand back a little bit right now and look at the political landscape. It can't be good for democracy that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, which now are basically a united party, will, for the foreseeable future, be the core of government, simply selecting individual parties or sometimes individual TDs to prop them up and then move on to the next. That is fundamentally hollowing out our democratic choices. And I think there is a growing number of people, some 14% or thereabouts in the last election, easily 20% buildable for a social democratic perspective, a Labour Party perspective on an alternative government that can be put in place. And I think that's what will happen in terms of the future direction of our party.
Okay, Brendan Howland, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Well, joining us on the line now is our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Micheál, you heard Brendan Howland there. Are there two camps in the Labour Party?
Brendan Howland seemed clear enough, and I think it tallies with what Marie Sherlock was saying on Up Front last night. That seems to be that view, that Labour have to build bridges with other left-wing parties, and that they don't feel that there is much leverage for them there, given that there is only that gap of two TDs before the Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael prospective government would have a majority. But as you pointed out, there is one man in Labour who does seem enthusiastic about going into government, and that is Alan Kelly. I'm not sure how widespread that view is across the party. And I think probably the next step in this is going to be those talks, possibly next week or maybe at the end of this week, between Labour and the Social Democrats, and see what flows from that. But if you're to look at things right now, you do, or you're beginning to get a sense that maybe it will be the independents that will ultimately get the next government over the line rather than a smaller party.
Well, much of the focus too is that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have 86 seats, two short of the 88 needed for a majority. There's talk that Fine Gael will insist on parity of esteem in any new coalition. What does that mean?
I suppose that's just a sharing out of the roles, just like the last time, whether it's the rotating Taoiseach and the cabinet positions all the way across the junior positions. And that the party, I think, will likely say when they do, as expected. I mean, the next step seems to be that the Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil parliamentary parties would meet tomorrow, and that they would give their leaders a mandate to begin discussions about forming a government. I think what Fine Gael is likely to say there is that if you look at the proportion that they held in the last government, when you include the Greens, that it was about 40%, and that once again this time it will be over 40%. So proportionately they'll make the argument, notwithstanding that gap of 10 seats between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, that they should enjoy the same terms and conditions as the last time. I think it would be very difficult to see a Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael government coming together if you didn't have that key agreement on the rotating Taoiseach. But as I understand it, there has been no direct communication yet between the parties.
You mentioned parliamentary party meetings later this week, but we haven't talked about the Social Democrats, Sinn Féin. We've touched on the independents, but who's reaching out to who at this point in time?
Well, the Social Democrats are going to hold a parliamentary party meeting online this afternoon, I understand, and they have sent letters to Labour, Sinn Féin, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael to hold meetings and to discuss the next steps. I suppose Sinn Féin too have written to Labour and the Social Democrats seeking meetings and to explore options if that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael government doesn't come off, if there is a hitch along the way, if agreement can't be reached. And Labour, of course, saying that it will talk to the Social Democrats and also to the Green Party leader, the sole Green TD, Roderick O'Gorman. So there's a lot of setting up of meetings going on, but I suppose things will become a little clearer tomorrow when the kind of beginning of the process really gets underway, if things move along expected lines at the Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael parliamentary meetings. I suppose then it's just a question of how serious is the engagement in the weeks coming into Christmas. Will they get down to the nitty-gritty of policy, or will it be tentative steps in the beginning before intensifying talks in January to try and get the government over the line in that month?
You know, there are 16 independents in the new Dáil. Who are viewed as the more stable TDs?
Anyone, I think, who's been involved in the past, particularly Michael Lowry would be one of them. Sean Kenny, of course, was a minister in a government from the independent benches, as was Kevin Boxer-Moran. Marion Harkin too, I think, is someone who's viewed as a potential person who could support a government. And speaking this morning, she said she was interested in that. People too, like Noel Grealish, is being mentioned. I think it's within that group, pretty much a lot of them from the regional Dáil group of independents in the past, that the focus would be initially.
Micheál Lehane, thank you.